an abandoned auto court in the San Berdue foothills. Buzz Meeks checked in with $94,000, 18 pounds of high-grade heroin, a 10-gauge pump, a .38 special, a .45 automatic, and a switchblade he'd bought off a pachuco at the border. Right before he spotted the car parked across the line, Mickey Cohen goons in an LAPD unmarked, Tijuana cops standing by to boot check a piece of his goodies, dump his body in the San Ysidro River. He'd been running a week. He'd spent 56 grand staying alive, cars, hideouts at 4,000 and 5,000 a night, risk rates. The innkeepers knew Mickey C. was after him for heisting his dope summit and his woman. The L.A. police wanted him for killing one of their own. The Cohen contract kiboshed an outright dope sale. Nobody could move the shit for fear of reprisals. The best he could do was lay it off with Doc Engelkling's sons. Doc would freeze it, package it, sell it later, and get him his percentage. Doc used to work with Mickey and had the smarts to be afraid of the prick. The brothers, charging 15 grand, sent him to the El Serrano Motel and were setting up his escape. Tonight at dusk, two men, wetback runners, would drive him to a bean field, shoot him to Guatemala City via White Powder Airlines. He'd have 20-odd pounds of Big H working for him stateside, if he could trust Doc's boys and they could trust the runners. Meeks ditched his car in a pine grove, hauled his suitcase out, scoped the setup. The motel was horseshoe-shaped, a dozen rooms, foothills against the back of them, no rear approach possible. The courtyard was loose gravel covered with twigs, paper debris, empty wine bottles. Footsteps would crunch. Tires would crack wood and glass. There was only one access, the road he drove in on. Reconnoiterers would have to trek thick timber to take a pot shot. Or they could be waiting in one of the rooms. Meeks grabbed the 10-gauge, started kicking in doors. 1, 2, 3, 4. Cobwebs, rats, bathrooms with plugged-up toilets, rotted food, magazines in Spanish. The runners probably used the place to house their spics en route to the slave farms up in Kern County. 5, 6, 7. Bingo on that. Mex families huddled on mattresses, scared of a white man with a gun. They're there, to keep them pacified. The last string of rooms stood empty. Meeks got his satchel, plopped it down just inside Unit 12. Front courtyard view, a mattress on box springs spilling kapok. Not bad for a last American flop. A cheesecake calendar tacked to the wall. Meeks turned to April and looked for his birthday. A Thursday. The model had bad teeth. Looked good anyway. Made him think of Audrey. Ex-stripper. Ex-Mickey Inamorata. The reason he killed a cop. Took down the Cohen Dragna H deal. He flipped through to December, cut odds on whether he'd survive the year, and got scared. Gut flutters, a vein on his forehead going tap, 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 making him sweat. It got worse, the heebie-jeebies. Meeks laid his arsenal on a window ledge, stuffed his pockets with ammo, shells for the .38, spare clips for the automatic. He tucked the switchblade into his belt, covered the back window with the mattress, cracked the front window for air. A breeze cooled his sweat. He looked out at spick kids chucking a baseball. He stuck there.